Hello, everyone. Welcome to My Vinyasa Practice MVP podcast. Today, we explore the power of boundaries. Discover how your values can move you forward and manifest your dreams. I'm your host, Tina Hilbert, MVP lead trainer, and today, we have a truly exceptional guest joining us, Dr. Crystal Garrett. Dr. Crystal holds a PhD in metaphysical humanistic science, specializing in holistic healing. With her extensive knowledge and expertise, she employs a diverse range of techniques to facilitate healing at the spiritual, emotional, cellular, and physical levels. From metaphysical spiritual counseling to holistic life coaching, energy healing to hypnosis, Dr. Crystal has mastered the art of guiding individuals towards their true selves and highest potential. In addition, Dr. Crystal is an MVP graduate, specializing in breathwork, pranayama, Ayurvedic nutrition, and is a licensed cosmetology educator. She understands the power of healing at the cellular level, helping to enhance your body's innate ability to heal and foster positive relationships with yourself and others. At Holistic Wellness Beauty, Dr. Crystal encourages a comprehensive approach to wellness, incorporating mind, body, and spirit. Through personalized coaching, she empowers individuals to live happier and healthier lives aligned with their true nature. As an MVP 500-hour registered yoga teacher, mindfulness coach, meditation coach, and expert in holistic beauty, Dr. Crystal's wealth of experience and insights will surely leave you inspired. Get ready to delve into a world of holistic healing and discover your path to wellness. So, without further ado, let's dive into this enlightening conversation with Dr. Crystal Garrett. Welcome.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Michelle, and the MVP community. I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you. Looking so forward to this theme of power of boundaries, my friend. I've known you from some time, and I know this is your specialty. I know this is your expertise, is that idea of creating, holding, establishing boundaries. And I love this idea of even moving into how values can move us forward and manifest dreams. Tell me a little bit about how this speaks to you and what's coming up for you.
So let me tell you, for myself, I've always had very strong boundaries that I wanted to set for myself and be able to express to others, but I wasn't sure how to do it, right? I didn't have the skills, the people skills, I think. I didn't have the knowledge and the understanding, the compassion, right? So I didn't have that for myself or for others. So going through the MVP 500-hour training, it taught me a lot about not only myself, but how to be able to communicate with others. And that taught me how to communicate my boundaries in a loving way, you know, not overbearing, not in a rude way, but very, very much so compassionately and lovingly, you know, in a peaceful manner. So I attribute that all to the MVP community, because before I was very stern, you know, my tongue was very sharp. And so I didn't feel comfortable expressing my boundaries, because I always felt like it was like really, really harsh. And then I saw how other people around me reacted to it. So I know that it was very harsh. And MVP has just been a total life-changing journey for me.
So that's really an interesting take on it, because I feel like a lot of times when you think about setting boundaries, you naturally lean towards there is maybe a harshness to that, or you have to be really stern and strong, or people are going to walk over you and not honor those boundaries. So what I'm hearing you say is through the MVP, probably the compassionate self-forgiveness and the mindfulness coaching and all those things that I spoke about in your bio beforehand, what you're saying is it allowed you to create a different approach to not only understanding boundaries, but setting them. And so how did that come to be? I mean, what are some practical tips or strategies that you found effective around maintaining, creating, it sounds like first that healthy relationship with you,
yeah,
so that you could extend it out to others? What'd that look like?
So for me, establishing the boundary, it was a really important part in taking care or taking control of my life, right? And helping me to be able to create healthy relationships, a healthy relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of domino effect to a healthy relationship with other people. So it meant setting limits. It meant setting expectations for myself and for other people, right? Mm-hmm. I had to establish a safe, positive environment within me. Mm-hmm. And then again, like I said, that would just domino effect to others. I had to be comfortable with setting those boundaries with myself. Like I said, I didn't have the communication skills before, but after going through, like you mentioned, the mindfulness courses and just doing the work, right? That's pretty much what it boils down to, is just doing that work within. So I was able to just create a safe space for myself, a positive space for myself. And then, you know, others recognized that there was a sense of respect that I was receiving from others. So there was no longer a harshness, or there was no longer a fight or a fuss about it. It just became natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I knew exactly, there's a saying that says you teach people how to treat you, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was able to teach people how to treat me because I taught myself how to treat me.
What would you say was one of the first steps that you took in discovering that? I mean, let's say for an example, I'm a person that I don't understand how to or where to even start creating boundaries. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know what it even would feel like even within myself, like having boundaries. Because I feel like it could go so many different directions, like having the boundaries to go to bed or what you're going to eat or how you're talking to yourself. So what are some practical tips? Like just if you were to say, here's a 1, 2, 3 step and strategy to you starting to learn how to embrace or set boundaries, your words for it.
So for me, it really started in the very beginning of the MVP course, when we went through the essential values exercise.
Okay.
And that kind of let me, I was able to discover within myself what was most important to me in my life, in my space where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And my two values were peace and freedom.
Oh, nice.
And that has stuck with me. So for me, peace was a peaceful atmosphere, right? A peaceful atmosphere within, a peaceful atmosphere within my workspace, within my home space. And I knew I just kind of went down in my journal and wrote bullet points of what peace meant for me in those particular areas. And, you know, it can be really, what's the word that I'm looking for? Intense sometimes, right? When we're searching for what that really means for us. And for me, peace meant changing my environment. It meant changing my work environment, because before I was working from home, right? And there was no set boundary for me that divided me from being a mother at home, because I was homeschooling a kid, right? So I was still being a mother. I was still being a grandmother. I was still being a wife. And I had to still be, you know, a coach as well. And there were no definite lines. It all just kind of blurred together. Mm-hmm. And I had no peace, it seemed like, at home, or my peace was beginning to fade.
Okay.
And so for me, I had to bite the bullet and get another workspace. My son went back to school, right? We had to change hours for my granddaughter because I needed that peace in order to be whole for myself, so that I can then be whole for everyone else who I worked, you know, I work with. I work with my husband, I work with my grandkids, my son, you know, all the things. And so that was one of the main areas for me. And it was a hard decision.
Sure.
To actually go and open up a space, send the kid back to school, change other people's schedules. But it was necessary for my peace.
Okay.
And because I'm a big piece, no pun intended, but I'm a big piece of the puzzle to all of those other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still had to be peaceful. So I had to make those changes.
Yeah. You had to be peaceful and you had to be present. And it sounds like you couldn't have the presence for the family because you were just leaking the peace. The peace wasn't there.
Yes.
And what I love about this that you're bringing up, this essential values and making mm-hmm. this the starting point of how you find your boundaries is first, what are your values? Is that you only named two. Right. And I think that that's great because that's a number that seems tangible. It seems doable.
Right.
It's not like you gave me 10 core values or 10 essential values and you're trying to navigate through that. It sounds like to me that you did the work to really hone in to the two that came up for you was peace and then freedom. So,
yeah. So
how did you start to establish the boundaries around freedom?
It really almost started at the same place, right? So freedom to me means freedom to be me.
Okay.
Period. With all that, because I'm kind of
quirky.
That's
a big deal.
Right? I'm kind of goofy. I'm kind of quirky. You know, I can be very serious. I can be very emotional. And I need to be able to have the freedom to express those things whenever they arise, so that I'm not harboring anything harmful within, right? And so I like the freedom to go and come as I please, right? I've always been this wild child. My parents never understood it. You know, I was the weird one and I was fine with that. You know, so I just need freedom to express myself, whatever that means in that moment. And again, I'm so very grateful to be able to have the space to do that on my own terms and not have to, you know, rely on, or not have to think about, okay, I have to go to work, so I have to put on this hat, you know, in someone else's workplace, you know, if that makes sense. Because everybody, there's still a fine line if you are, you know, working in someone else's workspace, if you work a 9-to-5 or something like that. But I'm just so grateful that I was able to be free with my freedom, right? I didn't have to put on a professional hat, Crystal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because then for me, that's not authentic.
Right.
And that's just for me. I've never had that capability to do that for a long period of time. I would try to go get jobs. I wasn't good at it. I wasn't good at working in other workspaces.
Sure. Well, you also are a licensed cosmetology extraordinaire, I guess, right? From being an educator to actually being in the field, at least that was one part of your life that would have brought you into that place of being able to freely express yourself, create your own hours, and so forth. Yes. It sounds like that in order to start creating boundaries, the first step is to first figure out your values, like we just went over, figure out your essential values, which is very much a part of what our 200-hour in the MVP course is, that you start figuring out your essential values, you start working with compassionate self-forgiveness, you start getting to know yourself.
Absolutely.
And then through that, would you say that, because I feel like a lot of people perhaps are wondering, okay, well, this gives me some insight in establishing boundaries. Okay, well and good. I need to do some work to figure out my values. What are my values? But then we're also leading into, through this work of establishing the values, which help to establish these strong boundaries, it sounds like it also did some manifesting.
Oh, yes.
Right? And so that's a powerful practice within itself. And oftentimes I feel like we might think that we've got to make that happen. But it sounds like to me, was it kind of organic through?
It was really organic.
Okay.
It was very organic for me. When I think about manifesting, it's almost like creating a roadmap, right? So you have a vision. And with that vision can be small, it can be great, right? But I don't think it matters the size. I just think that it matters that it's clear. And not clouded or not tainted by, society or someone else's views. So doing the work really helps you to be able to make that clear. Sometimes you have to write it down, right? You visualize it in your mind and in your spirit, right? In your heart. Then you write it down. And for me, once I write something down, it helps for me to stay focused.
Sure.
Because I'm a bullet point person, right? So I have lots of lists with bullet points. Okay. Mm-hmm. And once I establish the clear vision and I've written it down, I've journaled it, right? Then I break it down like a pie, right? I take small steps towards the goal. And I think sometimes we get the misunderstanding that, okay, I'm going to write this down and now I have to go conquer the world. And sure. Then it will happen. And I don't think for me it works that way. I take very small steps. That may mean taking a class here or taking a class there. Just something that will, even if the class doesn't necessarily pertain to that particular goal or that step, it may be a class in understanding, why I feel this way about a particular passion, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that helps me to kind of identify the steps that I need to take towards that particular goal. And I'm able to break it down into manageable chunks, right? Manageable actions. And then I practice positive affirmations, right? Mm-hmm. So all of that goes along with it. So I may even jot down a positive affirmation that goes with that goal.
Sure.
And then I speak, as I review these goals, I speak those positive affirmations, those positive words, and that helps me to stay focused. It helps me to stay positive, to remind myself that you can do this, And then I stay humble, but I'm grateful, right? So the gratitude, that comes along with being able to have the freedom to think big or small, great or small, right? But I have the freedom to come up with this creativity. And I'm grateful for that because a lot of people get stuck when it comes to creativity.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for the creativity that I have, right? And then I'll start to visualize if it's an office space or whatever it is, I visualize where I would like this piece of furniture, where I would like this certificate in the class that I just took, right? That I just completed. I begin to visualize all of the achievements, all of the feelings, all of the joy that comes with that, right? And then I listen to myself. I listen to my intuition. And if something doesn't feel right, then I kind of squash it or I put it to the side. Mm-hmm. And if something does feel right, then I see where that fits into my bullet point list, right? Or see where that fits into my action point, or see where it fits into my creative mind, you know, where I'm visualizing. And so those are kind of like the techniques that I use to help to manifest my dreams and my goals. And it begins to fall all into place. It's not very difficult. It just begins, like you said, to happen organically.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting and what's coming up for me is this threading together, this weaving together of the tapestry of, by establishing boundaries, that to me says self-worth, self-value, I am worthy, I am enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you started, you know, really focusing on, you know, the values, and then that started creating the boundaries in this compassionate way where, you know, say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
Right.
That kind of idea. But what really came from it as well was a lot of creativity, which is interesting to put the idea of boundaries and creativity together, right? You wouldn't maybe necessarily see those two coming together, right? Boundaries, we think of like a hard line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you think of creativity of just being, oh, you know? But it's interesting through having boundaries opened up the space for more creativity. And then what I heard you saying, which is really interesting, if you'd like to talk on this, any part of it, was it sounded like you also had to figure out how to embody it on a cellular level.
Absolutely.
Like affirmations and stuff. So what's coming up for you around that? How is that speaking to you? And how can you talk to our friends listening about that?
So again, I think about creating a healthy and positive environment, right? And that's at the core, that's at the cellular level for me. And I'm one of those people that believe that my tongue is powerful. My thoughts are powerful. My thoughts are energy, right? And so my cells, I'm an energetic being. My cells respond to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I begin to speak positively to my cells, and they speak and react, and then my tissues speak and react, and my organs speak and react.
Yes.
Right? My brain is an organ. My heart is an organ, right?
Mm-hmm.
My tongue, all of the things. And then it begins to just exude through, that energy comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it manifests into the physical world. And so when I think about healing and creating at the cellular level, I think about just the energetic bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a lot of that talking to myself.
It's powerful.
People around me laugh at me. I come in the morning and my assistant, she just giggles because I come in and I talk to my plants. I talk to my space.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning and I go outside as the sun is rising so that I can get the energy from the sun. I'll step out barefoot right into the grass. Mm-hmm. Enchanted is my tree that sits right off of my porch. I named her Enchanted. I talk to Enchanted. And guess what? The insects come. The squirrels come. The birds come. The possums come. We have geese that come. And I have all of these animals on my porch because I guess it's just the energy from me speaking to whatever's going on in the universe.
There's a lot of power in acknowledgement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You acknowledge that these beings exist on a cellular, energetic level within this biosphere we call Earth,
mm-hmm.
right?
And we all have to live as one, right? We're all living beings.
Breathing the same air, drinking the same water.
Using the same energy source from the sun and the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and my kids, they think I'm just hilarious. They're like, Mom has us an enchanted forest on the porch. All the animals come. But that is one of the ways, you know, I just try to create a positive environment within and around me. And it keeps me grounded. It keeps me just free, right? There's that freedom again. It keeps me at peace. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel so light.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the clothes that I wear, you know, the clothes that I wear, the food that I eat, you know, what I put on my in and on my body, it's just all really light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it makes me think of fresh.
Yeah.
I kind of spurted that out just a moment ago because I was feeling it so powerful. I was like, oh, it just keeps you fresh.
Yeah. Feeling and as long as I'm fresh, I feel like I can manifest anything, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, again, organically.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do the work. And then realizing that the work is never done. This is a daily practice, right? That's what we call this, a yogic practice. It's a daily practice. It's a minute by minute practice.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you touched on that, because so oftentimes I think we can get in a rut, or we can get stuck, or we might have the mindset that it's one and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, every day. Talk to yourself, or every day work on your essential values, or every day work on your boundaries until it starts to move into that cellular embodied state. It's static feeling to you. It feels authentic. It feels organic. It feels like you don't like that part of the puzzle has fit into its place. So I work on this part of the puzzle now.
Yes. Yeah. Like the work is never done. And I can't say that I'm always in this peaceful, balanced space, because sometimes imbalances rise, right? They rise within our bodies, because we sometimes fall ill. We get, you know, road rage, all the things happen, right? Mm-hmm. But having the tools that I need, thanks to MPP once again, to bring me back into balance, because it wasn't always easy. It wasn't always, oh, I know what to do now. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little imbalanced
mm-hmm.
in my mind, in my spirit, in my emotional body, right? In my physical body. But I know what to do to bring myself back into the homeostasis space.
Mm-hmm. We do really gather a lot of tools with MVP. Not mm-hmm. to take them for granted. We really do establish the opportunity, should you take it, to really hone into your tool set of MVP tools. And with that, I'm curious on what advice you would give us once we start to establish these boundaries. Well, how do we maintain them, especially around our friends and family, going to work? When we start this work, there's a lot of shifting that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of change. What you thought you believed in might not resonate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then your friends and family are watching this. So there's a lot of like maintenance work to this balance and being authentic. So how did you find yourself you know, what's your anchor for that? What's your tips on that?
Let me tell you, my entire life shifted. And the term compassionate self-forgiveness comes right into play, right? Forgiving myself for, as Michelle would say, buying into the idea of whatever that is, right? So buying into the idea of, I have to always believe what it is that my parents taught me, that I have to believe everything that society has taught me, that I have to continue to be the same person that I was 15 years ago when I met and married my husband,
right?
Still being the same mother that I was 20 years ago. So just understanding that change is a natural part of growth. And also understanding that change isn't, our growth isn't always accepted by everybody.
There is that.
And being okay with that. Learning to be okay with that was my biggest feat. Then that goes back into the authenticity of who I am at my core. I have a new core. My cells have regenerated. And so I think differently. I believe differently. I love differently. I accept differently. I teach differently. I am different. And I'm okay with that. And if I'm okay with that, I really don't care who else isn't.
Right.
Not to be mean or rude, but it just doesn't matter to me anymore how I am perceived by others, because I am at peace with me. And then people begin to recognize and accept it.
Sure.
Because I'm unbothered.
Yeah. They don't really have any other choice than to just to go with that.
Yeah. And I'm pretty much unbothered at this point.
Yeah.
Because I like me, and I'm, and I love me, and I enjoy me. And then we find our tribe, right? We find those that we can share experiences with. We find that community that is like-minded. We find those people who we vibe with. And then that becomes our, those people become our new community. And we have someone that we can share with. We have someone who we can bounce ideas off with. We have the MVP office hour community, book club community, podcast community. Like, we find our tribe here.
Yeah.
People that we share experiences with from all around the world, different cultures, different backgrounds. And I learned so much. I gained so much knowledge and respect, and all that I had to do was just come with an open mind and an open heart.
Yeah.
And then my world changed. And so I think that the only thing that I would ever ask of someone is just respect me the same way that I would respect you. And then that comes right back to the boundary situation, right? So I've established these boundaries. We have a mutual respect, whether or not we share the same thoughts or the same journey. But if you can respect me and I can respect you, then we can cohabitate.
Right.
And then all is well.
Yeah. Again,
so I really keep it simple. You know, it's just, I just try to keep it simple. I try not to overcomplicate it, right? Because then that's when it gets difficult. That's when the authenticity disappears. Just keep it simple.
Well, the truth is simple.
Ah, yeah, it either is or it isn't.
Yeah, yeah. And so usually when it gets all convoluted, it's because there's some other things going on, some agendas or something going on. But whenever we just really peel away, the truth can become quite clear and quite simple. I mean, and that's where we have to learn not to mishmash our perception and memories and all that stuff into that, right? And just keep it real clean and simple. So let's start thinking and talking about some takeaways for our listeners today in this realm, this deep dive into the power of boundaries, you know, establishing them, looking at values, looking at how values can help you manifest your dreams. What can we share with the listeners that would be, you know, kind of a 1, 2, 3, keep it simple, takeaway list?
I think pretty much it's just recapping, right? So establishing those boundaries means, right, first creating a clear vision of what you want your life, your world to look like, right? What that means to you, your essential values, your core values. I think that's a big thing. Doing the exercise there, coming up with you know, what your core values are. And then establish what makes you feel good, right? Mm-hmm. And I know peace is one of mine and freedom is one of mine, but where your peace and freedom comes from. Mm-hmm. Then taking steps to manifest that peace, manifest that freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And then learning to forgive yourself.
I'm glad that we tied that in, because that's a big one. You know, one of my teachers likes to say, forgiveness is risky.
It's risky
because you get so set into holding on to the grudge or holding on to the whatever that, again, as we talked about earlier, forgiveness means shift. Forgiveness means change.
Change.
You know, you start forgiving yourself and then naturally you're going to forgive others. There's going to be some shifting and some changing in your world.
It's the fear of the unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's where those positive affirmations come in, right?
Yeah.
So if during the season of shifting, the season of change, learning to speak positivity in that shift and in that change, if there's anything that is negative or fearful for you, you'll begin to notice that negativity or that fearfulness will begin to get smothered, right? Mm-hmm. Smothered by positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And then it begins to feel better, right? Feel good. That fear goes away.
Sounds like reframing, like you learn how to reframe, you learn how to take notice and practice the power of positivity, right?
Yeah.
And we do that through the power of boundaries.
Yeah.
A boundary would be like, I'm choosing not to think like that. I'm choosing to think differently. I'm choosing to do differently because this is my work. This is my goal. This is what I want. I'm choosing to eat differently, or I'm choosing to exercise differently or practice differently because this is what resonates with me now. And reflecting on that idea that you shared earlier of giving yourself permission to evolve to a change, that you're not the person you were 15 years ago or 5 years ago. For me, I often feel like I'm not the person I was 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's that. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners around this taking the steps? Just, I like keep it simple, keep it easy, not too much, right? I'm taking these steps towards establishing the boundaries and the values and the manifesting and all this stuff.
Bite-sized pieces, right? Mm-hmm. Just something came to my mind really quick, and this was something that that I learned along the way. And it really changed the course of my no, right? So for a lot of times, especially with me, I'm not really big in the hair space anymore, but I still have those people that come in and would love for me to do their hair or makeup or whatever the case may be, or teach a yoga class, whatever, right? And if it's not something that I really want to do, understanding the power of my no in the different levels of my no. Mm-hmm. So I've learned that for me, no can be not right now. Okay. No can be a hardcore no, mm-hmm. just that. Mm-hmm. No can be, let me delegate that. I can't do that, but I know someone who will be happy to help you with that. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
No can be so many different things for me, but here's the kicker. I don't owe you an explanation for my no.
Beautiful.
I don't owe you an explanation for not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't owe you an explanation for my referral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Powerful place to close our conversation with is the power of no. I'm really glad that that came through for you, and I'm really glad you chose to share that with the mm-hmm. listeners today. What is the saying around that? Is no is a full sentence?
It is a full sentence. Mm-hmm.
And I like that you gave levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to that mean what you say, but don't say it mean. Just because you're saying no, or you're delegating, or you're referring out, that is not being mean. That is honoring who you are, honoring your capacity, your energy level, yourself. Because for whatever reason, XYZ may not resonate with you at this moment.
At this moment.
Mm-hmm. Or you clearly just know someone who's, that's their jam. That's where they are at. And they could serve this person better. So let me refer out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that as another piece to the power of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it also meshes with the power of value and the power of manifesting, right? We have to get real clear. Not everything that comes at us at that moment, maybe the timing is not there.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to practice the power of pause.
Yeah. I love that. The power of pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening episode, Crystal. It has been so nice to have this conversation with you with this MVP podcast. Sincerely enjoyed so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tina, for having me. Thank you.
We hope that you found Dr. Crystal's insights and expertise truly inspiring. If you enjoyed this conversation and you want to continue exploring the transformative power of healing through community, we invite you to subscribe to our podcast. By subscribing, you'll never miss an episode as we dive deeper into topics that empower you to live your best life. We encourage you to share this podcast with your friends and loved ones who might also benefit from these valuable conversations. Your support means the world to us, and together we can create a community dedicated to personal growth and wellness. So be sure to touch that subscribe button, give us a like, and spread the word about MVP. We appreciate your dedication to living a vibrant and fulfilling life. Thank you, community, for listening. And thank you, Dr. Crystal Garrett, for your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We hope we see you again real soon. Take care, everyone. Thank you.